A lot of the content as we proceed might seem a little dry. It's because it comes directly from the regulation. For example, here it says the Dignity Act is silent regarding obligations to report incidents to parents. It is recommended that the language regarding parent notification be included in the development of a local policy. So, again, that is something that you need to figure out also. Again, and we'll go into it in more details. In certain circumstances, for example, disclosing to the persons in parental relation of the basis of which a student is being harassed, bullied, or discriminated against may result in additional negative consequences to the student's health or well-being. Prior to notification of any person in parental relation regarding an incident of harassment, bullying, or discrimination, school authorities, it didn't say authority, the teacher, it says school authorities, must consider notification as they would any other educational relevant decision, taking into account the health, well-being, and safety of students involved in the incidents. Again, here it's saying the school district may seek counsel from the school attorney to determine the best course of actions. This, in some cases, for example, and this is why they're saying you it the school authority must consider the notification because it could harm some students, notifying their parents or guardian. Because in some cases where a student is being targeted because of anti-gay language, if there's a reason to fear that the student may face negative consequences by notifying his or her persons of parental relation, regardless of how he or she actually identifies, that should be taken into account. An example of this is if you reported to the parent that the child's being bullied because he is gay, or he admitted that he's gay, or they think he's gay, the child could get kicked out of his house, physically abused, all kinds of unwanted treatment based on that. So again, that's where it says school personnel should take into account, must consider. Again, it's not the teacher's sole responsibility to decide. So again, you have to be careful of how and what you're reporting to the parents as well. It's always best to keep your supervisor in the loop. Keep your principals in the loop and let it be a group decision as far as how to proceed. And again, we'll continue a little further and then specify other personnel that will also help you deal with the situation. Also, if the result of the investigation revealed that a material incident of harassment, bullying, or discrimination as defined by the commissioner's regulation has occurred, the information will be tracked, recorded, and reported in a manner described by the commissioner. So it's not something that you can ignore. It's again, this type of data is being tracked, how it's being reported and handled for the commissioner in this case.